April 18th, ye shall know them by their fruits. Matthew 7, verse 16. Running to me through the warm spring sunshine, my daughter Anne held out a feather in her dirty little hand. It was a soft, beautiful blue, unmistakably a bluebird's feather.
Mama, which bird does this belong to?
She asked. I took it in my hand and we looked at it together. Then I explained that while we couldn't tell which individual bird had dropped it, we surely knew his kind. Anne was satisfied, but I thought about it a long time after she had gone back to her play. Even if a bluebird flew over that very moment and dropped a feather, he would be so high and fleeting, I couldn't know what he was like. But the part of himself he'd left, still belonging to him, named him. Our lives are like that, I thought. The parts of ourselves that we leave behind. An act of compassion, a difficult job well done, a thoughtless word spoken in anger. These are the things that the world sees and measures. The days that draw behind are always part of us, our fallen feathers. How important to live each one of them with love and faith if we're to have no regrets. Lord, as the days draw behind us, guide us ever closer to you.